Hear ye, hear ye. It is Judge Dawson, the Yogi Judge, back with another podcast aimed at giving you information and tools that you can use so that not only can you live your absolute best life, but you can avoid getting caught up in this legal system. If you've been listening to me, or if you're just now being introduced to me, I am Judge Dawson. Yes, that is Judge, the title, a real judge. And my goal is to speak to you about the legal system, but more importantly, I want to tie the legal system to success principles. Because what I've learned as a judge is that the same principles that will keep you out of the courtroom and out of jail are the same principles that will make you successful in your everyday life. So I bring you these podcasts, giving you information that you can use. I have a free email on my website called Dose of Positivity. I have my social media platforms at Judge Dawson. All of these tools are for you. It's me trying to give you all these years of experience as a lawyer and as a judge, giving you tools that you can use so that you can be the best that you can be. So again, if you haven't gone to my website, go to my website, judgedawson.com, so that you can subscribe to my email, Dose of Positivity. Follow me on those social media platforms at Judge Dawson. And most importantly, everybody, spread this positivity to other people. Like, even if you think there's nothing you can gain from listening to a quick podcast on positivity, maybe someone in your family can use the information. Maybe your friends can use the information. Somebody can use this information. All right, today I want to talk to you about something that is very, very powerful. It is having a spirit of service. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be transparent with you. I have been a judge for now 13 years. That's a blessing. But it has not been without ups and downs. I've had craziness in my courtroom. I've had craziness with my staff. I've had clouds of negativity hanging over the practice, hanging over the court, hanging over people around me. And what I found is that this spirit of negativity is in direct opposition to a spirit of service. Because issues, problems, challenges, they will keep you clouded by negativity, whereas a spirit of service will keep you in a more pleasant, happy, joyful, not just mood, but existence. So what I want to urge you today is, if you are in an environment that is negative, if you have negativity in your home, negativity in your neighborhood, negativity in your heart, let's flip the switch and start figuring out how can we be of service to the same people or even other people that have caused this negative cloud. Because when you flip the switch and decide to be of service, you will then flip the switch in your life and bring more joy and happiness and peace. And let me tell you something else. A lot of people don't realize this, but if you look at your life, I mean, come on, we're fragile human beings, right? So we are going to live and die. Let's just be real about it. But your quality of life is often tied to the quality of your mind. The quality of your mind is often tied to the negativity that you are surrounded with or by, and the negativity that seeps into your skin and into your DNA. So if you find yourself always in pain, always having issues, always in the hospital, always broken down, and I'm telling you, it's going to happen to all of us. But when you have negativity in your body and in your mind, it will create a negative and dark environment in your spirit, in your soul, and in your genes. So the breakdown will be faster. The recovery will be slower. So it is a good thing health-wise to watch whether or not you are being negative. And we need to figure out tools to battle that negativity. Today, I offer you one tool, and that is to create the service mindset. Instead of criticizing people, let's care about people. Instead of bringing people down, let's help people. Let's lift them up. Because it's very easy to point out everything that someone does wrong. It's a little bit harder to actually give them a helping hand. And I know, we all have responsibilities and we want to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. And if I can do it, they can too. But not really. We don't know what they're going through emotionally or socially. We don't know what's happening in their family behind closed doors. We don't know the pain that they carry around. So when we think that, hey, it's easy to be A1 and do your job and smile and walk and all that, no, it's not. Because everybody has different situations. So today I urge you, listening to this podcast, decide to be of service even if the other person doesn't seem to deserve it. Because being of service can be a selfish thing because it will improve your life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a hard one because I know there are going to be people who want to go against that. Saying, no, Judge Dawson, I don't want to be of service. They need to get their stuff together. I'm just telling you, if you want to improve your life, if you want to extend your lifespan, if you want to bring more joy and happiness to your life, be of service. Don't worry about the other person. Just be of service. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Judge Dawson. I'll be back with another podcast. And again, I promise you all the time, they're going to be short. Quick doses of positivity, quick pieces of information that you can use and maybe share with someone else so that other people can have the best lives that they can actually live. So subscribe to my podcast. Get my email, follow me on social media, and I promise I'll take you on this journey to success. Okay, have an amazing day. It's Judge Dawson, and as I always say, because I am a yogi and a judge, until next time, namaste.